I am Senior Hot.
Go to SeniorHot.com. That's SeniorHot.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones Show on this Monday, December 15th, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. And, of course, for several hours, we've had quite a long siege in Sydney that has now ended. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us in later in the show, and he's going to talk about what's going on with that, give us an update, because we've heard now that the gunman has been killed, that hostages have been released, but we don't know yet if any hostages were killed in that. But what's behind that? How is that going to be used? We have an article up on Infowars.com from Kit Daniels. Former CIA chief says that ISIS is going to attack the U.S. soon. There you go. So we don't know who this guy is. We've got an article up on Infowars.com. Man responsible for taking Australian hostages is an Iranian mystic. He is not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda. Doesn't matter. We can still go with that, can't we? I mean, it doesn't matter that we were told that the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. We go attack Afghanistan or whatever. We just need an excuse to go kick some butt. And it looks like maybe we'll get that from this. Who knows? Now, we're also going to take a look at the budget betrayal from John Boehner. What's behind that? And what does that show us about the future? There's a connection, I believe, to this collapse of the oil future market that's being done by our ally, Saudi Arabia. Of course, they're the ally of the CIA, striking out at our domestic oil production. That's been a common basis for most of American foreign policy, that we have to have the free flow of oil at market prices, that we need to go to war to keep that coming to us from Saudi Arabia. The idea that we have peak oil, that we're not going to get any more oil. I remember back in the 70s, we were told that we were going to be completely out of oil by the 1980s. I've got the Time magazine covers. I can't find them since I moved. I would show them to you on air, but they had long exposés about how we had reached peak oil. We weren't going to have any more oil. There was only so much oil in the ground. We had songs about it. I mean, it was a certainty. We weren't going to get any more oil. Now that we have all of these new sources coming online, oil shale, fracking, all these different places where they've discovered even more oil, that has to be shut down before they can get up and producing. And that's what's behind this with Saudi Arabia. It's directly an attack on our energy independence. And that is an attack on our entire economy. It's also an attack at Russia, because Russia's economy is natural resource based. They're trying to harm Russia in this at the same time. There's a lot behind this, and we're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts, economist and political analyst, about what's going on globally as far as the Cold War, the escalation behind that. What's behind all of this move in the price of oil, this attack by Saudi Arabia? Now they're being joined by the rest of OPEC, is following along with them. They were being pretty much going it alone there at first, but now we have these other countries, the United Arab Emirates, are signing on to this as well. And we see that there is something else that ties the Boehner betrayal to this price of oil, this drop. Why did they have to pass this bill so soon? Why did the Democrats, for example, why would they sign on to a situation that essentially betrays their base, guaranteeing derivatives for these giant banks, undoing what they said they had done with the Dodd-Frank bill? I think there was a real emergency with this. I think they had to get into this very quickly because they were concerned this whole thing may be snowballing into another situation that looks very much like 2008. And they wanted to get their clients to send them the money, the large banks. They wanted to protect them. That's why Harry Reid and Obama had to fall on the sword and betray themselves to their voters. The Republicans essentially went along with it. They wanted to make this happen as well, but they could have waited a few months and let the Republicans take all the heat. No, they jumped in on it and took the heat with them. We're going to talk about why they had to do this so quickly. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
We decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Live Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift. Secure your Secret 12 formula before December 17th at InfoWarsLife.com and receive it before Christmas guaranteed. That's InfoWarsLife.com before December 17th or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, December 15th, 2014. I'll be your host today. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be joining us at the third hour to talk about this situation in Sydney. And of course, there's a lot to talk about with that. What's behind this? How is it going to be used? We have a couple of stories up on InfoWars.com. The man responsible for taking Australian hostages is an Iranian mystic, not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda. Yet, we also have a story up from Kit Daniels, former CIA chief, says ISIS will attack the U.S. soon. See, they can conflate these two things together, and hey, we just go off to war. So we're going to be talking to him about that. We're also going to be talking in the second hour to Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to be talking about war as well as the economy. And there's a lot happening in the wake of the budget betrayal from Boehner and the Republicans. As Matt Drudge tweeted out, Obama got everything. He said the NSA dirt on Boehner must be incredible. It's the Chicago win. Well, whatever's behind it, we've seen that Boehner's spending just over the last 3.8 years has been $3.8 trillion. So no constraints there whatsoever. And, of course, I believe there's something else going on here. I think they're looking to protect their corporate masters. We had Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan calling Congress giving $5 million a year from J.P. Morgan, Citibank also. They wanted to get their derivatives insured. And we're going to talk about what's behind that. And it's also tied into the falling price of oil. The falling price of oil has many different aspects to it. There's a massive economic aspect to it. Is it the beginning of another major catastrophic economic implosion with speculation, as we saw with the mortgage market in 2008, yet even bigger? Is that what Boehner and the Democrats signed us on to cover? Of course, the entire derivatives market that they want to cover now is $1.2 quadrillion. And they got that for just a few million dollars. How would you like to be able to get insurance for $1? You pay $1 as a one-time fee, and you get $1 trillion worth of life insurance. Does that sound like a good deal? That's essentially what the banks got. And, of course, you could say, well, no insurance company would ever give you $1 trillion worth of life insurance for a dollar, because they know eventually they're going to have to pay up because you're going to die. Well, you know what? Eventually, this balloon is going to burst, and the American taxpayer is going to be on the hook for orders of magnitude more than we ever were with the TARP bailout of the mortgages. They have leveraged and given away your wealth in order to protect these banks who want to do speculative investing with their derivatives. And this is all coming at a time that we see a massive implosion in commodity futures because of the attack on the oil industry by Saudi Arabia, the attack on our oil industry, trying to shut down our domestic production. They can aim that dagger at our heart, and they can get us to insure it at the same time. So the big boys have got themselves covered. It's all connected. We're going to be talking to Paul Craig Roberts about that. But before we do, there was a story that broke at the end of the day on Friday. We covered it on the nightly news, and there were some more developments over the weekend. We have a clip of a police officer who is bragging about his new toy, his new MRAP toy, to someone who is videotaping him with their phone and talking about all of its capability. And the person says, why do you need that? And he says, I need it for the constitutionalists. Here's that clip.
Well, the nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team that's trying to get in, they can pull right into a take enemy fire and still try to address the threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition.
You know that?
A lot of ammunition. They have weapons here locally.
There you go. We've heard that before, haven't we? Remember back in August of 2013 when they were talking about how the police chief there wanted these MRAPs? He said, well, we've got these dangerous libertarians around here and constitutionalists. Mikhail Phelan contacted. Now, this particular incident happened across the country in Washington. Wow. How about that? You got different police departments making really crazy claims all the way across the country. Where might that be coming from? Well, we know where that's coming from. It's coming from Homeland Security. It's coming from the FBI. They're having these training sessions where they train the local police that they have to watch out for anybody that talks about the Constitution because they're dangerous. They have to watch out about anybody that talks about rights because they're labeled a sovereign citizen, and they're told that those type of people that they label that way are a direct threat on their life. We saw this right after the Bundy Ranch. We saw Glenn Beck wasting no time that showdown happened on a Saturday. On that Monday, he had Bundy on his show, and one of the people on his show tried to hang the label of sovereign citizen on him. Bundy had no idea what he was talking about. We know what he was talking about. We know they were trying to essentially put a bounty on their head. Of course, police are trained that it's a war zone out there, that they have to shoot and shoot first if they want to come home to their families. And, of course, the people that they are supposed to be the most afraid of are the ones that they label as sovereign citizens or constitutionalists. We've seen this over and over again. Now, Mikhail reached out to the Spokane County Sheriff's Office to try to get a comment. He wasn't able to get anybody there, but he was able to talk to the Spokane Valley Republican Representative Matthew Shea. And when he saw this footage, he was rightfully appalled. And here's what Republican Representative Matthew Shea said. He said, "Will law-abiding citizens who love the Constitution and the rule of law be hunted down with NRAPs? Constitutionalism is fundamental to being an American. To hate the Constitution and those who support it means you are a traitor to this country." He said, "This is spitting in the face of all the heroes who fought, bled, and died so that we might live free." And the question is, why aren't you a constitutionalist, officer? Why don't you believe in the rule of law? Why don't you believe the Constitution means what it says? And, of course, we've seen this over and over again as McCall goes down. He points out the many, many times we've seen this in Indiana. We saw returning military veterans labeled as domestic threats by Homeland Security in 2009. We saw the MIAC report as well, the Fusion Center report that was leaked to InfoWars back in 2009, labeling people who supported Ron Paul as being someone who was an extremist group, somebody they should be wary of if you had a bumper sticker on your car for Ron Paul or for Baldwin. That was somebody that the police should basically take the safety off of their gun when they pull you over, because they've been told that you might get out of the car shooting. And, of course, we also saw this back in New Hampshire. We had a Army veteran who, I don't know if it was Army or the Marines, but anyway, he was a high-ranking colonel or lieutenant colonel. He came in here and talked to us, actually, afterwards, but he questioned this. He said, "Why do they need to be this heavily armed? We weren't that heavily armed when we were fighting a war abroad." That's where this is coming from. Now, we also have an article from the AP that's up on Drudge Report. Texas weighs allowing open carry of handguns. They're pointing out that Texas, you may not believe it, but Texas is one of the few states with an outright ban on open carry of handguns. And they point to the fact that the governor-elect Greg Abbott said on the first day after his election last month, he said, "If open carry is good enough for Massachusetts, it's good enough for the state of Texas." And, of course, they're talking about the they have one quote from a lady who's 63-year-old rancher in Blanco. That's out in the hill country here. She carries a handgun in her purse, she says, for protection, but she'd like to carry it on her side as she does when she's on her ranch. She points out, in 1.5 seconds, a man can run 25 feet with a knife in his hand and stab you before you can get your gun out if it's concealed. But I think the most interesting quote out of this article was the one from the representative, Jonathan Strickland, Republican from Bedford, Texas. "Although most of the open carry bills that have been filed for the upcoming season would still require a license, he would eliminate the licensing requirement." And here's the quote from that representative. He said, "The idea is that we're going to return to our Second Amendment rights." There's a difference between a right and a privilege. He said, "I can't imagine what citizens would do if they had to take a class or pay a fee to use their First Amendment rights." Think about that. Do you understand? First Amendment rights are there. You don't have to pay a fee. You don't have to take a class. If we have Second Amendment rights, if we have the right to protect ourselves from criminals acting individually or from criminals acting collectively together called a government, then that is not a privilege. It becomes a privilege if you have to take a class or if you have to pay a fee. Now, of course, we've already seen our tyrannical government kind of ruminate over the idea that maybe the First Amendment should be a privilege and not a fundamental right, talking about licensing journalists. We even talked about it last week, how in Japan, Prime Minister Abe has just put in a prison sentence of 10 years if somebody in government leaks information as a whistleblower, and the journalist who reports it gets a 5-year sentence. Now, here's the interesting thing. He says, "We have to do this so we can share information with our U.S. ally." See, that pressure is coming from America to do those kinds of prison sentences for whistleblowers, to put 10 years in the government employee in for 10 years and the reporter in for 5 years. But we've also had our own government talking about how perhaps they need to license journalists. And, of course, you're not a real journalist unless you work for a mainstream media organization or have a license or have some kind of a degree. That simply isn't true. We've talked about that many times. Now, we also have another on an article about abortion. We have an abortion doctor that's arrested after not killing babies. We're going to talk about that right after we come back. That's a story from New American. He was actually telling women that they were pregnant so he could give them expensive drugs, which themselves are very, very dangerous. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by KDArmor.com, your most affordable option for body armor. Packages starting at $195. Go now to KDArmor.com and get yours. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce customer relationship software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is newly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, December 15th, 2014. We're getting really close to 2015, aren't we? We've only got a couple of weeks left. I was talking about the abortion doctor just before we went to break, and I want to get back to that story. But before I do, real quickly, we have X2, Survival Shield X2, at InfoWarsLife.com. This is our first sale ever on X2. It's 17% off, free shipping. It was $29.99, now it's $24.99. But without the free shipping, you would have paid $38. So this is a sale that's going to run only through next Monday. And, of course, if you get it within the next 2 days, Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Now, of course, the CDC states that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. Fortunately, it is the easiest to correct. And, of course, with Survival Shield X2, it's approximately 50% stronger than our original Survival Shield formulation, created from salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. That Survival Shield X2 on sale right now. As I pointed out, with the free shipping and the discount, you would have paid $38 to get it. Now it's on sale for $24.99 through next Monday. Now, just before the break, we were talking about the story from the New American. It's an Oklahoma abortion doctor who was arrested for not killing babies. Interestingly enough, what his scam was to examine women, to tell them that they were pregnant, then to give them RU486 at 600, let's see, what was the amount here? It was over $600 that they were charged in each one of these cases. Now, keep in mind, they point out, that RU486, even when it's used as approved by the FDA to induce abortion, is known to cause hemorrhaging. In some cases, so much so that they need to have medical intervention. Yet, he's willing to do this to women to turn a quick buck. And, of course, he's got a lot of them. They point out in the article that he's got a $3.8 million home in Oklahoma City. And this is somebody, it's not his first rodeo. He's been in trouble with the law many times. He was disciplined for botching an abortion in 1989. He admitted in 1992 to dumping and burning 55 aborted babies near Shawnee, Oklahoma. No charges were filed then. But he was arrested in 1993 after a former patient accused him of molestation. He was charged with one count each of forcible sexual battery. And two other women came forward and testified against him. But, of course, this guy is still walking free, isn't he? You know, it's interesting to see who gets immunity and who gets it for what. Now, we pointed out that one of Obama's executive orders a few weeks ago was to give amnesty to anybody that, any corporations that went to Ebola countries and happened to bring it back into America and infect other people. He gave them legal immunity from being sued. Now he's doing the same thing for big pharmaceutical companies. He's given them legal immunity from future lawsuits over the new Ebola vaccine. Of course, they're rushing this to market. They don't want to wait for tests that they would normally do to check for the safety of something, not even doing any tests for the efficacy of it. But, of course, they're getting all the groundwork laid to roll this out in a massive way, perhaps requiring people to get it once they introduce and bring back a lot of Ebola. If they were to do that, they could require medical workers, for starters, to get this vaccine. Then, of course, if it has any side effects, these big pharmaceutical companies are not going to be held responsible. Obama has given them immunity. But, of course, if it makes things worse, if it spreads the disease, if it is totally ineffective, you won't have any legal recourse against these companies that are in bed with the administration. And talking about immunity, Dick Cheney says, "I'd do it again in a minute." And, of course, he's talking about torture. And that's exactly why he and others need to go to jail, because they will do it again. And they'll do it worse again. And they'll be more open about it again. We've seen the same thing going on with the NSA. We had the leaks from Snowden that verified what we'd been talking about for over a decade, for a couple of decades, how they were spying on us, how they were collecting our records. We've had whistleblowers. 10 years ago, we had William Binney and others who resigned, and the government came after those whistleblowers, and they were telling us at the time what was happening. Nobody paid any attention until the Snowden leaks. Once they paid attention to the Snowden leaks, now we've got our Congress passing a law that essentially says, that's fine. we're going to go ahead and do it, essentially giving the NSA immunity to spy on us. So they give Cheney and the CIA essentially immunity to torture people because they don't get punished. That's the message. We have the police who have immunity from police brutality. We have the NSA that has immunity against surveillance. Do you see a problem here? Do you see a pattern? We have laid the foundation and presumed to make it legal for absolute tyranny in America. Stay with us. We're going to be right back talking about economics and oil, and we're going to have Paul Craig Roberts joining us at the next hour. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
The AlkaVision team would like to thank you for your support this past year. We're proud to have helped so many people feel more vibrant with our unique blend of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Share the gift of health and vitality this holiday season. Order two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615, or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this December 15th, 2014. Now, as we were just talking about immunity that's been granted to the CIA torturers, we talked about the immunity that's being granted to the big pharmaceutical companies for the vaccines that they're developing for Ebola and not testing for either safety or efficacy. In other words, we don't know if they work. We don't know what effects they're going to have on people. We just got to get this thing out there and presumably force people to do it. And if they've got any side effects, that's all right. We've got that taken care of. And then we talked about, before that, an abortion doctor who has been in trouble with the law many, many times. And now he's been arrested in Oklahoma as part of a sting, telling women who are not pregnant that they were pregnant and then selling them RU486, which is a very, very serious pharmaceutical. Can induce hemorrhaging, can induce all kinds of side effects. And, of course, it also has another side effect, and that is it generates a lot of wealth for the people who are selling it, especially this abortionist. And, of course, we're talking about the immunity from police that the police have from brutality that they're inflicting on people. We've got yet another example of this today. Over the weekend, we have a story of a 76-year-old man in Texas who was the Texas police officer was placed on administrative leave, I guess that's a code word for vacation with pay, on Friday after he reportedly used a taser on a 76-year-old man after the suspect had already been forced to the ground. And if you look at this picture of the Victoria police officer from the dash cam footage, it's a still. This is not a black man. This is a white man. This is the problem. It is not a black-white issue. And of course, we had tens of thousands of people across the country demonstrating against police brutality in Washington, New York, Boston, California. They were protesting, as Reuters says, the killing of unarmed black men by police officers. Well, I hope they understood that the problem is much bigger than that. And, of course, we've had the relatives of Eric Garner publicly speak out. His wife, I think it was a cousin that contacted Paul Joseph Watson. Paul Joseph Watson is going to be with us, by the way, in the third hour. But they made the point that this is not simply about black on white. This is a much larger issue. It is not going to be solved by adjusting the ratios of white to black police officers. This is about the way they're being trained. And, of course, there's another aspect of this that is even more dangerous. Every time they try to defend the MRAP system, this 1033 system that the Pentagon has set up for surplus equipment, every time they start defending that, of course, they do it on the basis of saying they need this for the libertarians, for the constitutionalists. We just had played earlier in the show the clip from the police officer who was being questioned by somebody who was recording it, said, you know, tell us about this. And he's going on about all these capabilities of this MRAP, and they said, well, why do you need that in America? And he goes, well, we've got these constitutionalists, and they've got a lot of ammunition and arms, and they're here locally. That's what they're being told. That's what's coming out of Washington, D.C. The FBI, Homeland Security, they're the ones who are driving that notion home with your local police. That's all part of the militarization of the police. As you pointed out many times, it was earlier this month that they stopped a program that gave fire departments surplus military equipment. That had been going on for 60 years. They shut it down and they said, well, you don't. We're not going to give that to you anymore because we're going to now start enforcing an EPA regulation that they hadn't enforced for 25 years about clean air. Presumably, it was better to let the large forests burn than to give these small rural fire departments a helping hand with equipment so they could put those fires out, because they're typically the ones on the front lines. They're usually the ones who get that done. And for a couple of weeks, it looked like that was going to happen until they organized and got that pushed back. And so now they've sustained that program for the fire department, apparently. But at the same time, this program where they give the police the MRAPs, they're telling everybody that's for emergencies. You understand the difference there? Why does the police department need that, and yet the fire department doesn't need these vehicles to get them back into the wilderness areas to put out wildfires? Absolutely incredible that they would do this. Not believable in that sense. Not believable for a moment. Now, going back to this story about this Texas police officer, when he pulled over this 76-year-old man, Pete Vasquez, he was driving back a vehicle to this car lot. It was a dealer vehicle. It had dealer tags. He tried to explain that it was exempt from needing an inspection. Evidently, the officer didn't like that. He slammed him in the hood of the patrol car. Says the two men disappeared from camera range as the officer, Robinson, places Vasquez in a hole and then forces him to the ground and then tasered him. And the 76-year-old man said he acted like a pit bull. For a while, I thought he was going to pull his gun and shoot me. Now, the response that has come out is the police chief has offered a personal apology. Is that enough? Is that really enough? I don't think so. Now, Larry Ulrich, who works as a sales manager at the car lot, told the paper, he said he should be fired from the force and prosecuted. See, that's just it. If we're going to allow the CIA to torture people and not ever prosecute them, if we're going to allow the police to brutalize people and not ever prosecute them, you're going to get more of it. And that's exactly what Dick Cheney said. He said, I'd do it again in a minute. You bet. And so would the police, because they know they're going to get away with the brutality. And until you stop this, it's going to, and by prosecuting somebody, they're getting the message. Not only are they being trained to recognize everyone who opposes the government politically or has something to say about it as a constitutionalist, not only are they being trained to see them as the enemy, not only are they being trained to see everybody out there that's not wearing a uniform and a badge as a potential assassin, they're being told that they can get away with it. Now, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Paul Craig Roberts, economist and analyst of political situations. We're going to talk to him about the increasing risk of war and what's going on with the economy. And there have been major, major tectonic moves in this last week with this budget that was pushed through by the Republicans. As Matt Drudge pointed out, Obama got everything he wanted. And he said maybe there's a lot of NSA dirt on Boehner. Or maybe Boehner is just working for the bankers. Maybe he's working for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who wants open borders. Maybe he's working for the banks who want to have you, the taxpayer, cover their derivatives again using FDIC insurance. Only these are much bigger derivatives than we have seen in the past with the mortgage. Now they're coming for the whole enchilada. And if we look at this budget, this continuing resolution, they just put through $1.1 trillion. Economic Policy Journal points out that the longest U.S. war, that would be the war in Afghanistan, has already cost us $1 trillion. Think about that. That's how much the war in Afghanistan has cost taxpayers. Something that would run this massive, bloated, unconstitutional government for a full year, that's what we have spent on the war in Afghanistan alone. That's not counting the war in Iraq or anything else that they're doing. I think we need to start talking about not war hawks, but maybe war porks, because that's really what's behind these perpetual wars. It's the military-industrial complex getting their subsidy. And, of course, the news that came out last week, we saw one GOP representative say that Boehner actually lied to him to get his vote. They wanted to move this to a vote. They were told that they were just going to get a short-term continuing resolution, and when he voted to bring that up for a vote, to allow that to come to a vote, and there were two people that they had to convince, they were two votes short. When they got it up for a vote, of course, then Boehner does the nice bait and switch and puts out an entire omnibus bill, which is going to fund the government until next September, not waiting until they have the leverage, presumably, to do something about it with a Republican Senate with a much larger majority in the House. No, they never had any intention of following through on any of that. So what's going on with that? As we see the government going in and pulling back and insuring the derivatives again, understand where this all came from initially. Remember that back the Great Depression, of course, there was a pump and dump element to it. Of course, there was an element to it where they would inflate assets, then burst the bubble, and then come back in and buy the assets on the cheap. The bankers have always done that. But the mechanism that they used for that were options, buying stocks on margins. That's essentially the derivative market, although it's gotten far more complicated now. Then to stop that from happening, they enacted Glass-Steagall, which would separate those kind of risky investments away from the core business of the banks, which is simply keeping checking and savings accounts and loaning out safe collateralized, making safe collateralized loans like real estate or cars, that sort of thing. So they put Glass-Steagall there to force the banks to divest themselves from these risky businesses. That's the way things continued until, under Clinton, Glass-Steagall was repealed. And then in very rapid succession, the bankers created MERS, a construct that allowed them to break the chain of title and mortgages so they could collateralize them and sell them as securities. They also created REMICs, which allowed them to that was created back in 1986. But then they created different ways to use these mechanisms that had never been done before. And it didn't take very long for them to create the massive unsecured mortgage bubble, which basically ripped off investors at the same time that it took a lot of people's homes, because they punctured that bubble, leaving a lot of people so far underwater that they couldn't refinance their homes. Now, in response to that, they come out with Dodd-Frank, which is supposed to then break that apart again to some degree. Not a full reenactment of Glass-Steagall, but at least moving some of these derivatives away from the banks. That has just been undone again. And we know that the security markets, with all these different instruments that they have created, very ingenious ways to gamble. They're gambling with your money. You're going to make them whole. Now, thanks to Boehner and the Democrats, you will make them whole if these gambling casino derivatives don't hold up. And the question is, why would they do this now? Why would the Democrats anger their base, alienate their base? So it looks like the only one who is making any capital off of this is coming up against Hillary Clinton. But Obama, as well as Harry Reid and the rest of them, are falling on the sword, essentially, to push this through very quickly. Well, here's an idea. These derivatives are already starting to snowball into something that could be very serious. And we're going to talk to Paul Craig Roberts about this in the next hour. But there's a headline here from David Stockman's ContraCorner.com. Here's the headline. He said, "Here comes Wall Street's latest toxic waste. Oil-linked notes, which blow up under $80 per barrel prices." I think this is what's really behind this. This is why they couldn't wait. This is why they needed to do it right away. And he points out, in the mid-2000s, it was a massive one-way leverage bet that house prices would never go down. In the mid-2000s, it became a leveraged one-way bet that commodity prices like oil would never go down. But now they are going down. And guess what? It's not a natural decline. This is something that is being engineered by the CIA's ally, Saudi Arabia. Now, the obvious thing is that they're coming after our domestic oil production. We've got a lot of new ways to produce oil, a lot of new discoveries, but of course getting the oil from oil shale, also using fracking, that is something that is competition for the Saudis. So they obviously have a economic interest to try to put their competition out of business. And this is what big companies always do to small retailers or to small companies. They'll come in and they'll operate at a loss for a while until they can drive their competitors out of business, and then they've got a monopoly again. So that's one aspect of it. But, of course, that is driving out American producers of oil. That is making us dependent on Saudi Arabia fully again. And, of course, it is also aimed at Russia as part of the larger Cold War that is being renewed. But he points out here, nothing says exuberant ignorance like limited upside and unlimited downside over-the-counter derivatives. And that's what we're seeing right here. He says the question is, who is on the other side of all of these notes? The snowball is already starting, and you can see that as the credit spreads have started to bleed higher and higher. Now, a story up from Business Insider says the weekend is over and crude oil is falling. They said this morning that it had fallen over the weekend 1%, and it was down more than 2% earlier in the evening last night. So this is something that is unfolding. It is all connected. The insurance of derivatives for the larger banks and these derivatives that are starting to come unraveled. Listen to this article from Zero Hedge. They point out that the severity of the decline in these Middle Eastern stock markets, which are now basically taking a bloodbath, that's their headlines. They said that in Dubai, the stock market is down 7.5%, extending Thursday's 7.5% route, 7.4%. Abu Dhabi was down 3.6%. Qatar slid 5.9%. Kuwait, 2.9%. And Saudi's market, the largest in the region, retreated 3.3%. So their stock markets are plunging. Why are they plunging? Well, because people are selling off their derivatives. There you go. It's the derivatives. It's the same thing that we saw back in 2008. The story that's up on InfoWars.com, we just witnessed the worst week for global financial markets in 3 years. And he points out that in the summer of 2008, here's the pattern. Here's what you need to worry about, because this is the snowball that is starting to roll down the hill. He says in the summer of 2008, the price of oil utterly collapsed. We all remember what happened after that. Well, the same patterns that we're witnessing back in 2008 are happening again. As the price of oil crashed in 2008, so did prices for a whole host of other commodities. And that is also happening yet again. Once commodities started crashing, the market for junk bonds started to implode. That is also happening again. Finally, toward the end of 2008, we witnessed a horrifying stock market crash. Could we be on the verge of another one of those? And he points out that WTIs, that's a West Texas Intermediate, that's a metric for crude oil prices in Texas and the U.S., WTI's second worst week in over 3 years was last week. They've been down 10 out of the last 11 weeks. The Dow's worst week in 3 years, and on and on and on. That's where this is headed. But if you think you're going to get even any temporary relief, think again. Because we see this story out of The Independent in the UK saying that the new era of cheap oil is going to destroy the green revolution. See, it's a bad thing when oil prices drop. And, of course, as I said before, it's only a temporary thing. It's only to drive out new sources of oil, only to drive out their competition. They're going to bring it back with a vengeance. You're going to be paying dearly for this. But you're not even going to get, in the UK at least, they're saying that they're not going to possibly even see a short-term relief in oil prices. Of course, they will at the pump, but they're saying that as far as power generation goes, they expect to see an increase for consumers because they want to make sure that renewables are being subsidized, and they're going to look bad if oil is cheap. So you say you can't win either way. They're not even going to let you take advantage of a temporary decline in oil prices. They're going to transfer money from you to renewable energy sources, which don't work on the grid. They work fine individually, but they don't work on the grid. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Paul Craig Roberts.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if, they can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have 2 spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. In the next hour, we're going to be joined by Paul Craig Roberts. And, of course, we're going to talk to him about some of his articles that have come out recently. We are on the brink of war and economic collapse. That's the title of a recent article by Paul Craig Roberts. I just talked about the connection between this Boehner budget betrayal and derivatives and the manufactured collapse of oil prices targeted at American producers and, of course, targeted at Russia as part of the larger Cold War. So we're going to talk to him about that in the next hour. I want to let you know, though, that X2 is now on sale for the first time ever. We have 17% off plus free shipping. You can get it for $24.99. Normally, with shipping, you would have paid up to $38. Now, this is going to be a sale that's only going to run through next Monday. And, of course, if you get it within the next 2 days, you can get guaranteed Christmas delivery. That's X2 on sale at InfoWars Life. Check that out. And that's our strongest iodine supplement. As I pointed out earlier, the CDC says that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. Also, though, one of the easiest to correct. They have taken sources of iodine pretty much out of the food supply after having put it in there, but now you can put it back in for yourself and for your family. Again, that sale for what would normally cost you with shipping, $38, you can now get for $24.99. Now, as I said, Paul Craig Roberts is going to be joining us to talk about the economic issues and how they all tie into war, because Putin takes the economic viability of his country very seriously, unlike our leadership. He takes it very seriously when they try to destroy his purchasing power. And, of course, this is all part of the larger Cold War. We should be concerned about the fact that they're shutting down power plants left and right in the United States. We are the only ones that supposedly contribute to global warming. That's the fantasy that's being used to try to shut down our energy production. And let me tell you, nothing affects your standard of living and even your longevity of life more than access to cheap energy. That is what Saudi Arabia is trying to destroy right now. Saudi Arabia, the ally of the CIA, of course, does not have the best interest of the United States at heart. They are trying to shut down our new sources of energy. At the same time, we see that they're not giving up on their crazy energy agenda, their climate change agenda. We've heard Obama say that he's going to use the EPA to shut down more power generation in the United States, and he doesn't think that the GOP can stop him, even with their new majority. So he's thrown the gauntlet down. He said even before he got elected that he wanted to shut down the coal industry, and we saw just last month when he went to China that he made an agreement with them that we would cap we would essentially cut over the next 11 years 25% of our energy production. They would not even have to cap theirs for another 15 years. I think it was 16 years. Yes, it was 16 years. We have to cut ours over 11, but they're allowed to continue to grow theirs for another 16 before they even have to cap it. And, of course, they're growing their energy production at an exponential rate, not really concerned about pollution. If this is a global problem, why aren't they concerned about China? Well, of course, they're really moving this, I believe, to a kind of replacement for the central banks. Back in the 1930s, globalists were talking about how they would get rid of the fiat currencies and central banks as the element of control, and they would turn to energy. That would be the way they would control us. And that's essentially what's behind these carbon credits, essentially paying an indulgence fee to them for any and everything you do. That's a way to control you, isn't it? We'll be right back. The next hour, Paul Craig Roberts. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.